Paragraph Bays. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. V'zeh b'chinas pidyon peter chamoyer al yedei se shenoisen lakoyhim. Based on this chapter in the Kutumran, we'll understand this procedure, this mitzvah, of redeeming the firstborn donkey by giving a sheep to the koyhim. Ki chamoyer zeh b'chinas hashirus, k'may shekosov Rabbeinu Zal shom b'maimranal. Because a donkey represents wealth, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Samach in Likutei Moran. Bechinas Yisochor Chamoyer Gorem. Yisochor is compared to a laden donkey. V'targumoy, and the Targum says, Atir Benichsin, wealthy with possessions, wealthy, Oshir. So Chamoyer represents wealth. V'alkein Tzrichin Levdoisei Beseh. And this is why we redeem the donkey with a sheep, in order to be able to draw upon ourselves wealth of holiness, through which a person is zeicha to the hizboinenus hatorah. In order to be zeicha to the hizboinenus hatorah, you need wealth, but there's different kinds of wealth. There's wealth of the sitrachra. We know that a donkey is a non-kosher. It's called behemah tumeah. It's a non-kosher species. In order to be zeichet to hizboinenus hatoira, you need ashirus digdusha. You need a holy wealth. Kise nimshach mebechinas ashirus digdusha. Because the sheep is associated with ashirus of holiness, wealth of holiness. Shenimshach al yedei tikune atik, which a person receives through that Tikkun of Atik, that old age, that longevity of life, Aide Bechinas Zokein, through that concept of Zokein, Ki Tzemer Kvosim Hu Bechinas Zokein Kemuva, because the white wool of the sheep represents old age, mellowing with old age. A person turns white, the long white beard. It says that Hashem appeared to the Jews on Har Sinai as a zokein molei rachmim, as an old man with a long white beard, kaviochel. That's this tikune atik, this zokein. That's the wool of the sheep. Bechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh and Arizal tell us on the pasuk, min hametzar korosiko, I cry out to Hashem from my constriction. Metzar means when I'm in a very tight constriction, I try to cry out to Hashem and to turn on the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem. Shehu bechinas tikune dikna. In that tefillah, we're trying to access the tikun of the beard, kaviyochel. Shehu oisiois tzemer. The word meitzar is the same letters as the word tzemer. Ki meitzar oisiois tzemer, kemuva. Because the Arizal tells us, meitzar is the letters tzemer. So from the constriction, when a person finds themselves in a very tight constriction and they reach out to try to reach the highest attributes of kindness of Hashem, they're reaching up. This Meitzar is turning into Tzemer. Tzemer is white wool, referring to the highest level of kindness of Hashem. Nimtza, sheseh v'keves, who nimshach mebechinas tikune dikna. So we see, therefore, that the sheep, they are a concept of tikune dikna, this tikun of zokin, shaydeze zoichen la shirus dikdusha, through which a person is zoiche to the holy kind of wealth. Veze shenemar babrocha, and this is why the pasuk says, when Hashem gives the Jewish people a blessing of wealth, the pasuk says, uberach privitnecha, Hashem will bless your children, the ashtarois tzoynecha, and your sheep. And the sheep are called ashtarois tzoynecha. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinazal, and the Gemara says, why are sheep called ashtarois? Shema ashrois es ba'alehen. Because they make their owners wealthy. The Gemara shows how in the sheep, every part of the sheep has a use. The wool could be used to make clothes, and the bones for this, and the hooves for this, and the meat for this. Every single part of it is useful, is money, turns into money. So we see from the Gemara that the sheep represents ashirus digdusha. Even chamoyer represents wealth, yisocha chamoyer gorem. But the chamoyer is a behemah tmei, it's a non-kosher animal. where the mitzvah here is to exchange the chamor with a sheep. Kiheim ikar hu ashirus dikdusha, because the sheep represents the essence of ashirus of kedusha. That's why it says that the Egyptians worshipped. What did they worship? The sheep. Just like what do we worship today? Remember, what does it say on the dollar bill? In G-O-D, we trust. Who's the G-O-D? The dollar. That's the G-O-D. The same taivas momoin that people have today is that they think of the Egyptians, what these prehistoric guys that with the dinosaurs and everything, that imagine a nutty thing like that, a ridiculous thing, worshipping a sheep. The Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Nosson Zal explained that the sheep was money. That's what it was. It was dollar bills. The ashteroist tzoin, the sheep represent wealth. They were worshipping the same thing that the world is worshipping today. Kiheim ikaru ha'ashiras digdusha shenimshach ha'idei tikunei dikna, because the sheep represent this holy ashirus, which a person receives through the tikune dikna, through the whiteness, that white wool that represents the tikune dikna, the white beard. Shehu kotzer melamala, varochav melamata, which is short on top and it widens out on the bottom. Sheze bechinas min hameitzar korosiko, that's this pasuk that I'm calling out to Hashem from the constriction. Meitzar is that narrow on top and widening out. Shehu oisiois tsemer. The Arizal says that meitzar is the same letters as the word tsemer, referring to reaching out to these yud gimel midos shel rachamim. V'alkein kishenoylat peter chamor etz Yisrael, and this is why when a firstborn donkey is born to a Jew, shezeo bechinas ashirus kanal, which represents wealth. The person has to see to it to draw the wealth into the side of Kedusha, sheyiah ashiras digdusha, that the wealth should be a holy wealth, shezeichin al yodoy lehizboinenus hanal, through which the person is zeichet to hizboinenus ha-Torah, to this deep understanding of Torah. Shezeo bechinas yisochar chamor gorem, as the Torah writes, that yisochar, who are the yoidei bino loitim, the Torah says, they were zeichet to hizboinenus ha-Torah. They were the ones who even knew the secret of how to calculate the year, the calendar, the lunar calendar with the solar calendar, the soid hoibur. So yisochar yoidei bino loitim, how? They were chamor gorem. They had this ashirus digdusha, atir benichsin. Through that they were zochah to the hizboinenus, bechinas umibnei yisochar yoidei bina loitim. The Torah praises them that they had this bina of this very high level of bina. But Rabbeinu Zal says there that a person cannot get to this ashirus unless they have this zikna of kedusha, this zokin. Zokin means old age. Zokin also means the beard, that white beard. Shehu bechinas min hameitzar korosiko. When a person says those words, min hameitzar korosiko, they're tapping into the yud gimel tikunei dikna, the highest level of rachmim of Hashem, which is that tsemer, min hameitzar. Shubachnas min hameitzar, bechinas tsemer kvosim, V'alkein tzrichin litein se la koyhein. And this is why we give the sheep to the koyhein, v'yidei ze mo'oirer u'mamshich b'chinas tikunei dikna. By doing that, we activate and we draw upon ourselves this tikunei dikna, this zokin of kedusha, b'chinas arichus yomim, this longevity of life. V'yidei ze zoichin lahamshich l'toich b'chinas arichus yomim, hanimshoch na'yidei ase shenoyis la koyhein, and by doing that, by giving the sheep to the Kohen, we're zeicha to draw into the Arichas Yomim, which we received via this sheep that we gave to the Kohen, we're zeicha to draw into the Arichas Yomim the wealth, the Ashirus of Kedusha. The Arichas Yomim is the vessel, the keli, into which the wealth can be placed, can come into. Shehu bechinas chamoyer, this wealth that's represented by the chamoyer in this case. Bechinas yisochor chamoyer gorem, shayidei hu ashirus hazeh zeichin lehizboinenus hanal. And it's through this ashirus of kedusha, which we're zeche to receive by having exchanged the chamor for a seh. We made sure that chamor, which represents ashirus, was connected to the seh, which represents a holy, a kosher animal, an animal that can be used for korbanos, an animal that we can eat. Through that, we're zeche to the hisboinenus. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us another example of this hisboinenus. We said one example was Har Sinai, the 50th day, Shara Chamishim of Bina, the 50 levels of Bina, which the Jews achieved on Shavuos in Har Sinai. A second example we gave was Yisachar, the Shevet Yisachar, about whom it says, "Umibnei Yisachar yoidei Bina lo'itim." They were zechet to this hisboinenus haTorah. Now Rav Nosson Zal shows us how every Jew has contact with this hisboinenus. Hisboinenus hanal hu bechinas tefillin, moichin. When a Jew puts on tefillin in the morning, he is connecting with this hisboinenus haTorah. The tefillin have in them eight parshios, right? Four parshios in the Rosh, four parshios in the Yad, a total of eight parshios. Eight is always Bina, the eighth sphera. Counting up from on bottom is Bina. V'al kein nichtav posuk ze u'peter chamor tivde b'seh b'parshas tefillin. And now you'll understand why this mitzvah of pidyon peter chamor, person would say, out of all the crazy places to put the donkey and the sheep, you put them in your tefillin? What are they doing in my tefillin? The answer is, ki mizeh nase tefillin moichin. Because tefillin is an example of hisboinenus haTorah. It's where a person draws upon themselves this high-level moichin. In order to have this high-level moichin, you need ashirus digdusha, which is represented by the chamor and the seh, by this switch of the chamor for the seh. That's the ashirus digdusha, which is the prerequisite for the hisboinenus haTorah.